up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
You guys, I apologize in advance for sounding like a clogged toilet.
You sound way better today.
Oh, I think this is like the best I've been all week, to be honest.
Yeah, Esty's been struggling.
I've been on the struggle bus.
But you're healing.
By going 5 miles an hour. And today, I'm healing.
You're like a little turtle.
It's just, whew, you guys, this virus that's going around is no joke.
I know a few people who have it, too. Yeah,
it literally knocked me on my coolie.
Wow.
And, but I'm here, and I'm still podcasting, so...
You're alive. You're thriving.
Okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves with the thriving. But I today was the first day that I went. I was telling Laura this. That I got out. I put makeup on. And I felt like a human being.
Oh, isn't that the best? Like, you know, when you've been, like, sick for, like, a week. And it's, like, the first day you go out in the world. It's like you're a baby fresh out of the vagina.
Wow. Wow. No, Laura, I can't say I can relate to that feeling. What kind of fucking metaphor is that?
I mean, you're like a fresh newborn.
No, I actually, no. You know, absolutely not. You want to know what it is? This is your 30s, right? I get in the car, and like the radio was too loud. I, like, forgot my sunglasses. The sun was too bright. It was like I was in a cocoon for a week.
Exactly. Like, when a baby is born and they hear all these noises and they have to, like, open their eyes for the first time. It's like, what is happening here? But it still feels good to, like, breathe fresh air.
I mean, I was just around, like, adults that were engaging in conversations. And it was just, like, I couldn't be bothered. I wanted nothing less than to be out about today. But I literally forced myself, and here we are. So we are toward the tail end of this holiday season. Ask me if I finished Christmas shopping.
Did you?
Absolutely not. This entire week has thrown me for a loophole. And I think old me and my anxiety probably would have, like, lost my mind by now. And I'm not saying I'm not bugging. Like, I'm low-key bugging, but for some reason, like, I'm not showing that. Does that, like, on the outs, on the exterior. Does that even make sense?
You're, like, repressing your anxiety.
Literally. Because I don't have the bandwidth because of this illness that literally took over.
Oh, my God. Well, ask me what I did.
I was going to say, are you complete? We have not discussed any of this.
Okay, so I'm not done Christmas shopping, but I did purchase a New Year's Eve dress.
Right. Yep. I you did send me. Yeah.
Which, you guys, for me.
Stunning.
It's stunning. I hope it, like, looks like it looks on the model, which I don't know. But, like,
stop. You're really
for
beautiful.
Me to be this so far ahead of the game, there's something, like, I understand, Essie, like, why you now plan ahead, because there's just something about having everything done that it's just like, oh, I don't have to think about anything anymore. And it's kind of like you just get to relax.
Right. And that's why I get things done, like, yesterday.
Yeah. And let me tell you, 2024 me is going to, like, really lean into that more, because the faster you do things, the faster you get to just lay on the couch and watch reruns of Gilmore Girls. And I'm all about that life.
Do you have an outfit for the upcoming shower?
Yes.
So that means no. Really?
No, I don't. I have to get something.
Okay, well, it's literally in a couple of weeks.
I know. Listen, I'm right now concentrating on December 31st, so then I will be able to concentrate on everything going on afterwards. But I'm just excited. I'm excited to get things done. I still do have to finish Christmas shopping, though. Like, I have a few people, but I think I'm going to get that done next weekend, which I'm really excited about.
But next weekend is the holiday.
What do you mean? No, we have two more weekends.
No, we don't. It's this comes out. This is Monday, and then that's 1 week, and then next week is the actual holiday.
Oh, I mean like this upcoming weekend.
Oh, okay, I misunderstood you. Sorry.
Yeah, this upcoming weekend. I mean, I hope. I mean, knowing me, I'll still be fucking shopping on the 24th for something.
Right. Yeah, that's just how you roll.
This is how I roll. But like overall, I'm really happy with where I am in life.
Oh, yeah, same. Well, mine is my ailment. But did I tell you I have my outfit for that?
For Christmas?
No, bitch, for what we were just talking about.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, you were talking about it a while ago.
Yeah, so I, like, confirmed it, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm going to do it. But I just feel so much better about my body and, like, how I'm where I'm at. I mean, minus what the fuck it looked like now. But I'm just really, I'm excited.
Oh my God, I can't wait. It's going to be a fun day.
Anyway, but yeah, so you guys, bear with me. I am on the struggle bus, but, you know, I'm also, like, I was just telling Laura before we hopped on here, is that, like, because I've been away from socials, like, I'm literally been, like, living under the rock, and Laura's taken the lead, which, again, thank you for doing that. So I was, like, stumped as to, like, what we're going to do is for Hot Topics.
I know, and I was like, let's do this, 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 and this.
Yeah, it was a refreshing, though, that you had it.
Roles have reversed.
Yeah, but before we get into Hot Topics, I have some things I just need to discuss.
Yes, tell us.
So, like, I guess, like, at what age, I'm going to say your 30s. So, in your 30s, if you could pinpoint which year it was, when you started to develop heartburn.
This is hard. Okay. I'm going to say I started to develop heartburn at 33 years old, my Jesus year.
Okay.
Maybe 32.
Now, has it been consistent since then, or is it just like fester when you eat the wrong thing?
Okay, so I'm going to knock on wood on this one. This year, I really took control of, like, my health and overall lifestyle because I was just like, I can't, like, go on fucking living like this. So, like, I really stepped up, like, on the way I'm eating, on my probiotics. I obviously cut back on a lot of alcohol. And I will say, knock on wood, I've been feeling, like, so much better that I haven't popped a Nexium. I don't even remember the last time I popped a Nexium. It had to be like spring.
Okay.
Isn't that wild?
That's great.
But let's say so I went to Bryant Market. Did I tell you guys I went to Bryant Park Market the other day and I bought these things called crack balls? And they're basically like cheese puffs and it's like very spicy, like spice, I guess.
Did you say crack balls?
Yeah, they're called crack balls.
No, that's, you definitely did not discuss this.
Okay, so I bought these crack balls and the guy's like, they're really hot. I'm like, don't worry, like I can handle it. Last night I sat down, I had 5. My stomach was on fire. And I was just like, he was not fucking around. Right. So last night I felt it, but not to the point where like I had to take an Nexium.
Okay.
So I guess I would say it's depending on like what I eat for sure.
I guess like how I feel about it is that, you know, in your 30s, and I'm just going to speak for myself because you had the pleasure of not dealing with it. But like, does anyone Laura, for real, when we make it big, like I'm really going to write a fucking book about 30s. Like, I just wish someone like had warned us of this stuff. Like, so yes. Like I said, you guys, I've obviously been under the weather this week. I've had this virus. I'm on antibiotics for it or whatever. But like, no one tells you that, like, in my prime age, that you will now develop heartburn after you consume an antibiotic. Like,
oh yeah.
What? Wild. Absolutely wild. I've never experienced that before in my entire life. So please explain this to me. So the doctor goes to me, she's like, okay, I'm going to prescribe you this. And with this, you need to eat a big meal. A hefty meal is exactly her words. She's like, and you need to consume a ridiculous amount of water. To me, water is not a problem. As you guys know, like, I drink so much of it. But a hefty meal, like, I don't know about that, right? I can't eat. I mean, I'm eating, right? Like, I'll eat what I define as hefty. I popped a pill, and I shit you not, like, 10 minutes later, this agita, like, just regurgitates. And then it goes away. Like, why?
Yeah, it's like fucking up your stomach. It's just, and like, it's like our guts are already like fucked up from all the abuse of like all the shit we eat, all the alcohol we consume, all the other shit we do, that like add an antibiotic. They're like, it's already struggle on a day to day, and like add an antibiotic to it, forget it.
Right.
It's insane. But I mean, it makes sense. Like, antibiotics kill the bacteria, like the good and the bad bacteria. So that's why you need to also be on a probiotic when you're on antibiotic, because you need to like build up that good stomach lining. But it's like, when does it balance out? Probably like by springtime, you'll have like a normal stomach again.
Well, now I get the colonics done. So like, I feel good about that. But like, what I have been having is like the probiotic yogurts. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not concerned about that. I think what I'm just saying is that, like, I wrote it down so we can talk about it on the podcast. It's just, like, I don't get, like, how no one says that. Like, I've never, like, obviously, before this, like, I've been sick. I've been on antibiotics, but none of that shit, like, have maybe had, like, this ridiculous, ungodly heartburn.
Yeah. Well, as you reminded me yesterday, we're almost 40.
Yep.
Ew, when Essie said that yesterday, I was literally like, no, we're not. Like, I refuse to believe this. And, like, it kind of does scare me, because it's like, if we're like this in our late 30s, are we going to – hopefully we thrive in our 40s.
I mean, my, like, 30s –
maybe ours?
No, yeah. I think we've thrived in our 30s. We're complaining a lot more in our 30s.
We're definitely – because new, like, things show up, and I think it's because nobody has ever spoken about it. Like, people talk about, like, your 20s and how you're so naive, and then they, like, skip to menopause. Well, what about the 20 years in between? Like, there's a lot of shit happening.
Also, like, at what age do you start shrinking?
Oh, my God. That I don't. I think it's after menopause.
So, okay. Thank you for saying that, because so in my group chat with one of my friends, we were talking about that, and I was like, I have to bring this up on the pod. So like, we were talking, and it's like, what age bracket is it, like late 30s, early 40s, like middle 50s, when you start shrinking? And listen, I'm peaking at 5'3". That's it. That's as tall as I'm ever going to be. Like, that's it. So, like, can you imagine?
The only thing, like, we can actually do to combat that is, like, Pilates. Like, I know that's why, like, a lot of women, especially as they get older, they take these very, like, obviously you need to do, like, weight training, but also Pilates for lengthening, because we are shrinking. So it's almost like we need to counterbalance what is happening to us.
Did you say lengthening?
Yeah, lengthening.
What does that mean?
Like, Pilates and yoga lengthens you. Like, it almost, like, it, what do you mean? It lengthens you.
But,
like, your posture is better. Like, it makes you longer.
I've never heard that before in my entire life. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yes. Why do you think dancers, like, they have such great, like, they look taller because they can hold their bodies, because they're always doing these, like, lengthening exercises?
Bitch, I'm, like, trying not to, like, what's that called? What's that word? What's it called? Slouch right now, and my back already hurts.
Exactly. So maybe you should look into already starting Pilates. I was actually thinking, I was talking to my sister before, and I was like, you know what? I think 2024 is going to be the year of Pilates.
So like, what I do after like I work out at the gym is that like I stretch, right? And then sometimes I hang from the bar.
Yeah. But like, you need, it almost like needs to be more as we get older.
I mean, I just, listen, I, on a good day when I'm wearing my inserts, like I'm 5'3" and a half, and I think, who the fuck I am, you know? Like, you can't stop me. But like, without these inserts, I'm just like a little short thing, and that's it.
You're gonna need like a platform shoe plus like a double insert, and then you'll be good.
You're such a bitch. Wait, Laura, you'll
be taller.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5 3/4".
You're 5'5 3/4". Like, what is that like to be 5'5"?
You know, I thought I was short. No. I thought I was little.
Absolutely.
Until like shorter people tell me that I'm tall, and I'm just like, wait, what do you mean? Because I think of tall, like I think my sister's tall, like she's 5'7", and then like I see other tall people like 5'7 5'8, like that's tall to me. So like me, I'm just like, I'm average short.
Wait, but your sister's taller than you?
Yeah, my sister's taller than me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm just like, but then I put my heels on and I'm really tall. So that's like a whole different level. And I don't know. I like it. I love the height that I am. And I'm like so grateful that like my dad was taller because my mom's so little. So I'm glad they like balance. Me and my sister kind of like are in the middle of the both of them, you know?
How tall is your mom?
I mean, she's like 5 feet. She's little. She's shorter than you.
Yeah, no, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, she's little. Like, my mom's tiny.
Jesus, we're just, I don't know. Both my parents are, like, not.
Your mom's tall, though.
No, she's not.
I feel like me and your mom are the same height.
No. I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I feel like our aunt, like, one of our aunts is, like, I don't know. I feel like we run pretty tall.
I think Simonina's the tallest.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Like, she's very tall. Like, but then my dad's tall. Like, everybody's, I don't know. It's very interesting.
Well, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, that's a different conversation. That's a whole series of podcasts right there.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to, like, you know, I'm literally not slouching right now. I'm, like, standing tall, not slouching. I'm sucking it in. I'm putting my tongue against the top
roof of your mouth.
Yeah, the roof of my mouth, like, you know,
because that helps your posture.
Well, I'm just sucking everything in, and like, this is gonna last for maybe, I could probably hold it for maybe a good solid minute before it starts bothering me. So yeah. My point is that, like, I just want to know when the shrinking starts. Like, if someone knows the, like, definitive answer, I would appreciate it. Just slides my DM.
The answer could be never if we start working on it now.
Yeah, good answer.
Just, you know, I'm taking in the positivity. I was telling Etsy before, I'm just gonna be open to life and be pleasantly surprised.
Oh god, I'm still waiting for this. Laura's been like saying that she's gonna tell me something for the past, like, what, we're going 3 weeks, 2 weeks,
3 weeks.
In my defense, this week I've been out of commission. So I'm a little, I feel as though whatever she has to share with me, it can't be that serious.
It's really not that serious.
But yeah, no, I do love the new positive you. I think it's a good,
I'm trying.
It's, I like this. We'll see how it, I hope it doesn't just last this week.
It just might, because my period is a coming. Oh, and that bitch is spicy.
Oh, wait. So we're off our cycles.
Are we?
We're off. Yeah, we're not.
I'm like mid. I'm like on day 16.
Yeah, no, we're way off now.
We're not in sync.
Oh, this could be bad.
Uh oh.
Anyway,
or it could be good. We can balance each other out.
But well, Lord help us. But yeah, that's what I've been battling this week.
That's a lot. That's a lot of things that have gone through your mind, through your body.
Well, let's keep that. That's, no one needs to know about that. What about you? Anything interesting, exciting?
I feel like I had something and then I lost my train of thought.
Oh, it's okay.
So I should write things down at this point.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you're reaching 40, bitch.
It's like, I literally, okay, so can I just say, so I write things down in my calendar, but now not only do I write things down in my calendar, I have to write in parentheses after I do it, done. because I will literally forget if I did something. So, like, not only am I writing down my to-do, I need to write that I completed my to-do. Like, that is 36.
Sweet
Jesus. Like, okay, because I don't fucking remember.
Oh, God. Okay.
I mean, I had a weird dream last night. Can I get your psychoanalysis on this?
I mean, sure.
So, I had a dream that I woke up and I was, like, in this hotel, and there was like this really big event, and I was so excited about the event, and I go in the bathroom, and the hotel room felt like a little almost like haunted, but I don't know what that has to do with the story. So I go into the bathroom and I look at myself in the mirror, and on my left ear I have this like huge pus filled thing that just keeps growing. And I just look at it and I'm just like flicking it. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what do I do with this? Like, I can't put my hair up. Like, and it just keeps growing. And I'm trying to
like growing, getting bigger, or you pop it and it keeps refilling.
No, it keeps getting bigger. Oh. And like, I'm like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do with this thing? And it's on the left side of it's on my left ear, and it's almost like another fucking earlobe.
Oh, wow.
And in the dream, it's like, I know that I'm dreaming. So in the dream, I'm trying to tell myself, Laura, this isn't real. But while I'm in the dream, I'm like, but it is. Like, I feel it and I'm touching it and it's pussy. And I'm trying to like hide it, but I can't. And then at the end, I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. This just is what it is. And then I wake up.
Did you Google it?
Yeah. So the Google said that I'm taking in too much information. And I'm like, okay, that's like my daily life. But I'm just like, I wonder if SC like has any psychoanalysis on like what this would mean. And then I'm thinking, like, because I was listening to like your story yesterday about the thing you have, and I'm like, okay, what?
Go ahead.
And I'm like, is this me subconsciously processing? Like, I don't know, because I heard you, and now in my dream, like, I have something on my ear.
I literally hate you. So now the whole world is like, what the fuck? No, you guys, I don't have an STD. Like, Laura, what the fuck?
Sorry.
Like, that's why I'm like, okay, like, way to just like.
I sometimes forget we were like talking to other people.
Oh my God.
She doesn't have an STD, I promise. It's like a pimple.
Yeah, that's, yep, that's what I have.
But that's what I felt like was on my ear. And then I think in the dream, I actually thought about you. And I'm like, you're thinking about this because of SD. I don't know.
You're like, sometimes I wonder, like what goes on in your mind? Like, I don't know. Okay, so psychoanalysis, I just think you're psychotic. But okay. As far as medically, like, I have no idea what that means. Like, I genuinely don't know. So maybe it is, like... what I shared with you now that, like, and not to be so vague with the chatters, like, oh my God. So I'm not a whore. I don't have an STD. I don't have like a pimple on any crevice of my inner like body.
That's
like
pussing.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't mean to make it sound like that. I just meant Essie shared a story with me like right before bed. And I think that's probably, that might be part of the reason why. No, but in my dream, like, this thing was, like, it was literally flopping.
Yeah, I just don't know what the earlobe represents.
I don't know. I mean, it's how we take in information, so Google made sense, but I don't know. I have to, like, look more into it.
Yeah, I just think you're psychotic.
Possibly.
Yeah, we all are.
Anyway, you guys, let's get into hot topics.
Oh, my God. Yes, please. So... let's move on from this godforsaken conversation that you just like. I can't go ahead.
Sorry, this is like HIPAA violation. So Vanessa Hudgens and her boo Cole Tucker got married in a private secret ceremony in Mexico, and I love this for them. She looks so freaking happy, and I loved her dress.
I'm not sure what you mean, but I completely forgot about her.
Real well, she's like really, she stays just on the down low in general as a celebrity, I feel, which I respect.
But like, I can't remember the last time she had a song, not a song, right?
Yeah, a song, a movie, anything, a musical movie.
Nothing.
She kind of just like had her hit, and then she just lives in her gorgeous Hollywood home, and she just is private with her boo.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So
congratulations to the newlyweds. We are so excited for you. I'm so excited for this because it's one of my, actually it is my favorite musical, speaking of musicals, on Broadway. And Essie brought to my attention that Ariana from Vanderpump Rules is taking over as Roxy Hart from January 29th to March 24th. How insane.
I mean, okay, so did they get, how do I say this? The new season of Vanderpump, I feel like, drops in the new year.
Mm.
So when do they get the okay that the season got renewed? Because I feel like Vanderpump always usually films in the summer, no?
Yes.
So this is not going to intervene with her commitment to Chicago.
I doubt it. And it's such like a small time span too.
Well, sometimes they ask them to, what's the word?
To stay.
Yeah. Well, no. What's
like extend.
Thank you. Yeah. Because look at Titanic.
That's true.
You know? So, I mean, I love this. I think she's thriving. Unfortunately, she did not win Dancing with the Stars. Please don't ask me who did. I don't know. I just know it wasn't her. I think this is such a huge accomplishment. What a milestone. This girl is like killing it on all surfaces of her life. I'm really, really happy for her. And not only that, but like now she gets to stay in the city with her bae. Her bae lives in the city. So I think this gives her more reason to be in the city and not be under the same roof as fucking Tom Sandoval.
Oh, I wonder like if I'll see her in the city.
You have to tell me everything.
I definitely will. I honestly, I didn't know that she sang.
I feel as though that was came up in Vanderpump. Like, she's done it in the past. It's not something that she's, like, hasn't she done, like, auditions and shit? Like, aren't all of them, like, trying to be, like.
That's true.
Like, they were all working at Vanderpump, like, as extra money. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't, like, going to be their, in the beginning, I should say, when they all got the job. Like, when the first seasons one through, like, four. Like, it was just extra side when they're all trying to be, like, actresses or act, right? Or some shit.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Like, everybody was trying to, like, be an actor.
Or something like that.
Like, Jack, Stassi, like, all of them.
Yeah, I could be wrong. But I thought that was the premises of the... I could be wrong. But I think I've heard her on the show say something about that. But I think this is great. I'm really happy for her. Like, she's just thriving. Again, she's thriving. And, like, let's talk about the Bravo of it all. Like, Erika Jayne had this role.
Crazy,
you know, and now Ariana, like, wow.
You know, I'm happy and then I'm not, and let me tell you why. Because I feel like this is like, listen, to be on Broadway, like, you have to have like crazy fucking talent. And I don't know, maybe Ariana does have crazy talent. I think, I mean, I would love to like go see her, but like, I feel like now that influencer reality TV stars are taking over Broadway, and like, I don't know how I feel about that, because I'm sure there's like so many like talented actors and musicians out there that also deserve this role that probably got looked over because Ariana's like in this, you know, kind of starlight right now, where like she's probably gonna fill the seats of the theater. And to me it kind of like cheapens is like a harsh word, but like it kind of just goes to show like, okay, are we trying to fill the seats or are we trying to keep like Broadway? And this is me, like, I haven't heard her sing, like, this is just me before hearing anything. That's just like how I feel about it. Like, the influencer world is like now taking over Broadway, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Would you go see her?
I would go just to see if, like, how she is. So I guess it's working.
Yeah, I mean.
But I would be deeply disappointed if she sucks, because Roxy Hart, it's like the main character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. So yeah, I would go see her just to like understand, like, okay, is she like almost like deserving of this role, or did she get it because she's like hot right now?
That's kind of how I feel about Kelly Clarkson.
Really?
Like, I hope I see her. Like, all I want to do is go in the city and see her show. Like, I cannot wait. I'm just hoping that, like, if and when that happens for me, that, like, I won't be disappointed. You know, like, I went to see her live once in my entire life, and I know that's a lie, twice, and I was, like, it exceeded my expectations. But, like, this is a different role for her. Like, not that I don't think she's good as well as a talk show host. It's just, like, I don't know. Like, I have just, like, this vision of her, right? And then now to change that to be a talk show host, like, I get what you're saying. Like, Ariana, we see her to be on TV. And now, like, we see her as a dancer. Like, no one, not that no one thought, but, like, look, she made it to the very end. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? Maybe Broadway is, like, another avenue for her where she'll really do well. I don't know. Like,
I hope so.
I just don't know.
I hope so. And I feel like Kelly Clarkson is just going to like crush it because, I mean, obviously she's talented. She's a beyond talented singer, but she just has that like Southern like personality and charm where, you know, she's just so nice that I feel like she would be okay. So I guess she would be a great talk show host. I guess I just don't know. Is she going to bring, you know how Wendy Williams was like, I think she was like one of the best where she was just like, no, like kind of telling it how it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kelly's like that, like, cause she's so nice.
Yeah. I feel like but she's maybe... I don't think she's, the type of person to go there.
Exactly. So that's going to be like interesting to see how that develops.
Yeah. I don't know. And I think that you need that bone, yes. Really, and especially in talk show, like you're gonna get some guests that are just not with it that day, or maybe having an off day, or just like you think who they like they're gonna be the sweetest, nicest person, they wind up being the biggest asshole, like, you know. But I don't know if she books people on her show in that regards, like I hope one day I get to see it. And like I'm also leery in the same token in that because like I'm expecting, like, I love that, like, she sings. Like, I'm, like, so I'm getting, like, a free concert out of it, right? But, like, I just hope, like, I'm not going to be disappointed because I adore her.
Yeah, she's one of the best, for sure.
Love her.
So, you guys, this next hot topic is wild. And when I read this, I was literally like, holy shit, karma is fucking real. And what we're talking about is Britney Spears' dad, Jamie Spears, had a massive infection in one of his legs. And they basically couldn't do any more surgeries or do anything else. So they had to amputate his leg.
Jesus.
How, and like sources are saying that he's not doing well. Like, how crazy is that?
Is this the same week where that Britney was with her mom?
Ooh, that I don't know.
Interesting. Like, what's
like, you think they did some kind of like witchcraft?
I don't know. What's going on in the Spears' residences?
I don't know. Listen, I don't think, I mean, listen, it sounds like he was just an awful man, but like getting your leg amputated is probably one of the worst things to ever happen. I cannot even imagine. So it's just like, but how fucking wild is it? It's like, be mindful of how you're living your life, guys, absolutely. Because, you know, it's fucking crazy.
Go to the doctors.
Go to the doctors. Like, if you feel something is off, like, go. Like, stop putting things off. Speaking of putting things off, Paris Hilton didn't change her son Phoenix's diaper for 1 month after his birth. And I totally understand.
When Laura told me this, I'm like, God, it must be nice to have nannies all around the clock.
Yeah. She probably has, like, a nanny in every room of the house, as she should.
Where was it? It was obviously this week when I was, like, not well. I think it was on Instagram. I saw a clip of her. Somebody was interviewing her. And it was saying how she's, like, a new mom. Or not a new mom. A mother of two, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, so how is she? Like, I'm sure you're not sleeping, whatever. And the hesitation that she had was the most fakest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, guys, do you really think this bitch is not sleeping the whole night? This bitch is sleeping better than all of us put together because she's got, like, all these night nurses. She's got all around care. Like, it was just like, why can't you just be honest? She's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. She's fine. He's fine. Like, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping great. Yeah, bitch, because you have night nurses.
Yeah.
Like, be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, I'm all pro having the nanny, the nurse, the chef, the butler. Like, have all the fucking staff. Oh, because you know what? It takes a village to raise a child.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think she's like losing, she's getting like bags under her eyes over being a new mother.
Okay.
And listen, and nothing's wrong with that.
Okay. I have something controversial.
Okay.
An unpopular opinion, if you will.
Okay. Bring it.
Okay. Ready? I can't tell you what joy it brings to me that I don't have to every night change Elf on the Shelf.
Oh my God. Yes. Amen. Me too. Do you think if you were to have a child, you would do Elf on the Shelf?
Absolutely.
You would.
I would. But I can't tell, like, for instance, okay, we're like almost. No, this week is mid-December, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not well, okay? I could barely get up to take a shower. You think, and I take care of my poor little nugget who was just, like, wanting to go outside for her walks or whatever. Like, I'm just grateful that I don't have to change a fucking Elf on the Shelf for my nugget. Like, what capacity would I have found the strength to remember to go fucking put this elf somewhere?
The elf would be sick.
The elf would not the elf leave would be in rehab. The cabinet. He'll be there for 31 days. Cause that's or 25 fucking days. I don't know.
As you feel like the elf has influenza.
Yeah, they're like, mommy, why did the elf? Because mommy's sick. So is the elf. The whole house is sick. The whole house is on lockdown.
Call my virus.
Like, I just thought of like Paris Hilton, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, do you think like her assistant moved the elf?
Probably.
Right? Like, I'm sorry. I mean, please don't come at me. And I'm sure it's a controversial statement. And it's probably unpopular. Like, people are like, love this time of year for that. But just being sick and like having to, first of all, I'm going to forget.
Listen, you're gonna forget. Like, first of all, I wouldn't do Elf on the Shelf.
You wouldn't?
Absolutely fucking
stop, Laura.
Like, my child, I'm gonna be like, listen, little child, like, don't be like everybody else.
She said, like, listen, little child. First of all, it's your daughter or son, and you just said little child. Oh, dear Lord.
I'm like, I'll be like, listen, little child. You do not follow what everybody else does. Let them do their Elf on the Shelf. You don't need an Elf on the Shelf. Like, stop, Laura. You know, you got it. I wouldn't do Elf on the Shelf.
Stop, because then if he or she goes to school and they're all talking about it, like, what is your, what is, okay, I'm just.
My child's going to know the truth from, like, day
what
one.
What are you, you're not going to tell, you cannot tell them that it's not real.
I'm not going to tell them anything. I'm going to tell them you make your own assumptions and Laura. Like be smart about like critical thinking from a young age.
Stop it, Laura. Like,
it's just a lot of work. The things that, okay, I listen, I'm not a mother. I don't plan on having children. This is probably why, because I'm going to call my child little child. But like, listen, we grew up, we didn't have no fucking Elf on the Shelf. We barely had anything. And we grew up fine. And it's, I mean.
We're not fine, bitch. We're in therapy.
Okay, but like for different reasons. And it's,
we're,
but
not, it's... we're in therapy for, yes, you're right, 100%. But I think not having Elf on the Shelf or Santa or the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy, these are all contributing factors as to why we're in fucking therapy.
No, Essie, do you know I was having this conversation? If you have kids and you're in listening with your child right now, please fast forward. Oh, yeah, we, I'm about
definitely to say have something. To put a thing on this one before you, yes. You have to put that out there. This
when I found out the big man was not real. Right. That was the first time in my life I felt betrayal. And I'm not even fucking exaggerating. I remember where I was, like the whole mood and what I felt on the inside. And I'm like, everybody's been lying to me. Oh, here we go. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I think I was like 6 or 7. Like, I was very
young. Wow, that's so young.
Yeah. And I hated being lied to. And I'm just like, why didn't they just tell me the fucking truth from the beginning? Because I kind of felt like, you know, he's not real. But like, I don't know what I would do. But like, I just remember feeling the betrayal I felt as a little child, knowing like everybody around me is lying. And now like, what the fuck? And I don't know that I would want to do that to my child.
Oh, see, that's sad.
I mean, maybe when they're like little, but like, don't you think being lied to for the first 7 years of your life fucks with your psyche?
Oh, 100%. But like, I think it's different. This is a different
how
category, because this is like you're believing in like the Christmas joy, the season, the hope, the spirit of it all. Like, whereas if like you're being lied to that, like, I'm making this up, like, that your mother's really not your mother, you know what I mean? Or your dad's not your dad, or you know what I mean? Or you are.
But as a child, right. Think of it from like a 7-year-old point of view.
Oh, yeah.
You're believing the same kind of, you put all this hope into this man and all this like magical Christmas, and then you find out he's not real. I think that fucks with your head versus building like a different sort of magic and tradition around Christmas where it's like all authentic, you know. I feel like it can be done. I don't know, this is very unpopular opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I please, you have to put a trigger in the beginning of this episode.
Yes.
I mean, I see your point, but I also have to like, you know, play devil's advocate here, but like, when the fuck did Elf on the Shelf even start? Because when I was younger, that was never a thing.
No, they're new. Like, and you know what? Whoever created it, genius.
But like, I kind of feel like robbed.
No, thank God Elf on the Shelf wasn't a fucking thing when we were little.
No, because you asked me earlier, would I do it? Absolutely, I would do it for my children. But like, I love... Okay, so from my understanding, it's like, it's a... like it's an incentive, right? Like, so all year you have to be good for Santa to come, right? So then like it's the month, it's like now we're targeting just the one specific month. Like, okay, if you're good, like and you name the fucking elf, like why are we naming? Like, I thought Santa only had specific elves. Like, I'm very confused. But anyway, so you name this fucking elf and you have to be good in the 25 days of Christmas, or 24, because I guess you don't move him on the Christmas day. So 24 days, like, we're specific here, and like you have to be good on those 24 days, and when you're good, the elf moves.
The elf disappears. Don't you think that triggers an abandonment issue?
Oh my god, Laura, you are the worst at this. Oh my god. Stop looking so negatively.
Because I just like see it, like how fucked it all is. I personally think it's all fucked up. Oh my god. And that's like my personal opinion. I understand why people do it. It's very cute. It's exciting. They new cool creative shit. The elf is like having little martinis like on the beach and shit.
Oh, the like, pooping ones. Like I'm seeing all over Instagram, these reels. Like, again, who has time to create these things? Like, I'm on my deathbed. I can't even make it to the bathroom in time. And you want me to go move this motherfucker? Like, no.
Like, these people are very fucking creative. Like, props to all of you who do Elf on the Shelf, and extra props to all of you who are like extra creative with it. Cause like, God bless. I could
Could never. It could never be me.
No, I would never do it.
It's giving it. Too much time on your hands.
It's giving abandonment issues. It's just giving a lot of psychological effects that I don't want my child to have.
What would you name your elf? Like for your child or your little child?
But for my little child, yeah. What would I name the elf?
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
You know you're naming this episode Elf on the Shelf, right?
Oh, I was going to say it's giving abandonment issues.
Oh, my God. So morbid.
I'd probably name the elf, like, Freddy or something.
Freddy?
Which, wow, it's so weird. Okay, Esty, this is a... Wow.
What is happening? Oh.
So I was like, where did Freddy come from? I know exactly where Freddy came from. I had a Puffalump when I was little.
You had a what?
Freddy. A Puffalump.
What is that?
A Puffalump? They're Puffalumps.
Are we talking English? Like, what are you yes. saying?
They were kind of like pre-Teletubbies. They were called Puffalumps.
Laura, go get off this podcast. I don't know what you're saying.
Go Google Puffalump.
Okay.
I had a little Puffalump that, like, I don't know where my dad got it from.
I can't because if yellow. I go Google it, I'm going to, the app will close.
Oh, we'll Google it. Everybody go Google Puffalump. I had the yellow one. Okay. His name was Freddy. And the reason why we called him Freddy is because I was scared of Freddy Cougar. And my dad,
oh sweet, like, Jesus, I see where this is going.
Dad purposely gave me this cute little Puffalump called Freddy so that I can have a better association with like Freddy Cougar. So we called him Freddy Cougar. So instead of being scared by Freddy Cougar, I now think of this little Puffalump. And here I am 30 years later naming Elf on the Shelf for my little child, Freddy.
And if that's not how the world turns, I don't know what is.
Exactly. What would you name it?
First of all, kudos to Uncle Joe, like making something negative into a positive. I love that.
That's true. That was like very like wise.
Right?
Yeah, that was like really good psychology there.
Yeah. So see, they had the capability.
They did.
That's a great question. I don't know what I would name he or she. It depends on the gender. You know?
Very true. Would you let your child pick the gender?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they're supposed to.
They're not supposed to pick a gender?
No, meaning, like, what are we supposed to go to? Or, like, okay, great question. So, I'm glad. Okay. So, my understanding, and please, Chatter, tell me if I'm wrong. So, again, what I just said before. I'm pretty sure the purpose of the move every evening of the elf is when your child is doing well. My understanding. I could be very wrong. So, like, what are we, me and my little child, as Laura would say, are supposed to go to on a Target run and pick out the bajillion fucking elves and, like, we're picking it out. Like, then wouldn't my child know that the elf isn't true, that, like, mommy went to go buy the elf?
Like, you know, right. And let's say you are in Target and there are elves on the shelf. What is the child going to be like, oh, mommy, there's Freddy. Like, why is he there?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Betrayal. Oh, okay. Betrayal.
Anyway, so it'd probably be like something Italian. Like, I don't know.
Like Massimo?
Like Carmelo.
Oh, okay.
Like for my dad. And then like for a female... I don't know.
Vincenza?
No, that's a hard no. I'm just trying to think of, like, I don't know. Like, I need a nice, like, Italian.
She'd be an elf from Italy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Antonetta.
Oh, Antonetta. Okay.
Something like that.
Wow, your 3-year-old's going to be able to pronounce these names.
Right, exactly. Like, absolutely. My child's going to be bilingual, trilingual. Absolutely. Or, like,
there you
it
have
could
it.
Be, like, what if it's, like, of a, like, I don't know, a different descent? It could be, like, Pedro. I don't know. But I would prefer an Italian to keep our heritage in there.
That's nice.
And maybe, like, say if I do get the male ones, right? Like, again, because I think, like, again, I don't know the whole logistics of this whole Elf in the Shop. I could be very wrong. I'm pretty sure, like, as a parent, you're supposed to purchase it. So say if I were to pick a male, right? So here we are, I'm picking out Carmelo. Like one night I have to put him, like, by the Nutella jar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like, another night he's going to be on the toilet and, like, fucking, like, Hershey Kisses as his turds. Like, who has the capacity to, again, I was on my death, but I couldn't even, no. You're lucky Nutella got fed.
That's it. Max capacity.
That's it. Like, and I'm just, my point of this fucking tangent that we just went off for 20 minutes is this, is that, like, I'm just very grateful that I didn't have to do that.
And honestly, kudos to all the parents who did. Absolutely. Because, like, we see you, we honor you, we respect you. Like, God fucking bless yes. you.
And this week, I could never.
No, I couldn't. Just period.
Okay, well, I know that's not for, but, like, for this past week, I could never. I was just so glad I don't have to do that. Like, I just can't. Like, my other group chat, like, I have two mom friends are in there, and then, like, they're like, oh my God, I have to fucking move this. I'm just like, it's just annoying.
It's annoying. I mean, I'm sure it's exciting for, like, the little kid. But as an adult, it's fucking annoying.
I think it's annoying when you bring that shit to school. Like, why are teachers doing it? That bothers me.
Oh my God. No, too much. And in addition, probably the parents have to, like, gear up for, like, all these holiday parties. I'm sure the teachers are having these, like, theme parties. Like, it's a lot to be a parent. Mm-hmm. I don't know. God bless. Anyway, on our last hot topic of the night, I don't know if you guys remember. I mean, this was, like, a big story, like, back in, like, early summer. But the two co-hosts, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, obviously they were caught having an affair. And they got fired from their jobs. They got divorced their spouses. Well, turns out that their spouses are now dating each other.
I love this.
I love this. Talk about, what is that word? I don't know. When, like, things come full circle, reciprocity, like, it's just, like, it's perfect. Although the children, I wonder how their children feel.
That's a great question.
Like, I don't know. It's just fucked. But I'm really, really happy. Obviously, they, like, got closer because they, in a way, trauma bonded over this whole entire thing. But imagine, like, if what was meant to happen from the beginning is, like, the reversal roles are actually your soulmates and this all happened for a reason.
I could see it.
I don't know. Kind of crazy.
But I love it.
But I love it. So this week, we are going to do, for our meet, a Christmas this or that.
Oh, God. I know nothing ready? About this, you guys. Nothing.
I'm so excited. I was in charge. Well, kind of. And
I made you in charge.
You made me in charge. I'm excited for this. So are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Christmas, this or that. Would you rather decorate the tree or make a snowman?
Decorate the tree.
Same. I haven't made a snowman in years, though.
Can you picture me going out in the snow, like,
no,
and building a snowman and, like,
building,
gathering a ball of snow and then putting on top of another ball of snow? They'd have to come inside and get a fucking carrot. No.
I used to love building snowmen when I was little.
I mean, I did too, but I'm over it.
You're done. No elf, no snowman.
No.
The end. We're just gonna decorate the tree. Yeah. All right. Christmas cookies or candy canes?
Oh, I really do enjoy a candy cane.
Really?
I do.
I did not know that about you.
I do. I do. I really, really do. It's one of my faves.
How do you eat it? From the bottom or from the top?
Bottom. And every time I make it to the shape of the top, like, I get, like, all flustered. I have to break it in half because I just feel really inappropriate shoving that angle.
shoving the curve in your
mouth. It's just, I just, like, especially if I'm out in public or at my work desk, like, it's not cute.
Oh my God.
What about you?
Christmas cookies.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big candy cane girl. I love the way I think candy canes are beautiful, but like I'm not like a big fan.
Okay.
All right. Christmas music or Christmas movie? That's hard.
Ooh.
That's so hard.
Okay. Well, seeing as though they play the Christmas music in like the dead of October, I'm going to go with the Christmas movies. I've seen a couple thus far on Netflix. They're kind of cute. They're not like super corny. I haven't not watched any Hallmark ones recently. So I'm going to go with movies. Like I can never go wrong with movies. I'm a big movie head. You guys know that.
Love. So I would usually go Christmas music, but for some reason this year I'm all about the movies.
Yeah.
And I've only been playing like jazz because I feel like jazz is like a winter vibe.
Oh my God. Speaking of music, I totally forgot to tell you at work, at the restaurant this past weekend, Cher's song came on. The Christmas.
Oh my God.
One.
Did you bop to it?
No, I just I was out on the floor when I was talking to one of my customers and it came on and I like dozed off for like 2.5 seconds and I'm like, oh, how do I know that? I'm like, oh, aha, the Thanksgiving parade. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Oh my God, I love. Okay, Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner?
We don't do a lunch for Christmas, so I'm going to go with dinner.
Mm.
Do you guys?
We do a Christmas lunch.
Really?
Yeah, we do a Christmas Eve dinner, and then we do a Christmas lunch.
Oh, I didn't
know. Like, maybe it's an early dinner.
Yeah,
like around 4.
Ours is early. No, bitch, that's dinner in my household.
Okay, so then dinner.
Interesting.
Okay, open gifts at night or open gifts in the morning?
Morning.
Like Christmas morning?
Yeah, yeah, we've never done the Christmas Eve, like, gift. Like, I know some of my friends like did the one present on Christmas Eve. No, we always did all ours in the morning.
Interesting.
What about you?
So when I was little, when I did get like a gift, it would be after midnight mass. So open gifts at night.
Wow.
Yeah, it would never be. We basically did it.
He's like, when I did get it. Yeah. Laura, like, that hurts my heart for you. It makes so much sense, like, why.
And that's why my little child would not know about Santa or
like, it just makes so much, like, it literally, like, because I know you, like, I genuinely know everything about you. It just makes so much sense.
You guys, Christmas was a lot. It was traumatizing.
Yeah,
for
like
me.
I get it. Like,
it was bad. It was bad.
Just love your little dick. Well, when I did get a gift.
Yeah, Chris, it was bad. Like, I don't have very fond memories of Christmas.
Do you think that like you would ever be open to like experience Christmas like not with your family?
Who am I gonna experience it with?
Like if you were at my house.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I've experienced Christmas not with my family, but I think I'm just so, like,
regimental.
Over it that, like, I don't, like, I'm not joyous
right,
about it.
Yeah, but, honey, that doesn't mean you're over it at all. There's a lot of resentment there.
I don't know. I think it's just, like, I've processed. I'm over it. I'm moving on. Like,
but you're not. You're still talking about it. You're not happy about it. No, I don't mean like I'm like trying to like make poke fun at your like that. I hope you don't take that wrong.
Well, no, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. Like, I don't know. Like, what if you were to like be at my mom, like my parents' house and like see what it's like to like open like gifts and like, you know what I mean? And like see how we all like take turns and like.
I mean, so I will say this. When my sister was dating her ex-man, I did get to experience, like, beautiful Christmas. Like, we would wake up in the morning and, like, the kids would open their gifts and the little kids were just so excited. And, like, it was wonderful to, like, experience it through them. But I think I'm just, like, so over that whole process that, like... I mean this from like a space of like
such a bitch.
No, like, I'm actually, like, I'm, it's just good. Like, I rather, I'm, I appreciate I have a day off. I appreciate, you know, I love Christmas Eve dinner. I love midnight mass. I love, like, Christmas Eve is my jam. And I think because when I was little, it was so special because that was the night, like, we went to my nonna's house. And then we would go to Christmas midnight mass. And then everything after that was really bad.
Right.
So, like, yeah. I love Christmas Eve and I love midnight mass. Everything else, I'm like, no, I'm good. And I think I'm just at the point where I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, no. I was just wondering if you'd be open to experiencing something different.
I know, me. I'm like, that's, no. Like, no.
Joyous and memorable.
No, and Thomas's family also does like a nice like Christmas, but yeah, I guess maybe there's like something like in me where I'm just like, okay, you know,
right,
it's very, very. I have to talk to Octavia about this.
Question: did when you guys went to your grandma's, does she do the blessing?
Yes.
Oh, she did. Wow.
So in the Italian culture, we do something called a benedizione.
That's it. I can't think of the word. Thank you.
And it's basically like you ask your elders for a blessing and they like you literally like kneel in front of them and you ask them and they like give you a blessing for the whole year. And it's beautiful. And I think that's why I loved Christmas Eve, because there was such like beautiful prayer in it involved too. It's like you're blessing everybody, you know,
right.
Like I knew like Santa Claus wasn't going to come to my fucking house because he's not real.
Oh my God.
So yeah. Anyway, colored lights or white lights?
White lights. My tree is white.
Yeah, my tree's white, but I like colored lights in the house.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean you like colored lights in your house? What does that mean?
Like when I like I'll put up lights inside the apartment. Like I'll hang lights.
Oh,
and they'll be colored.
Cute.
Yeah. Artificial tree or real tree?
No, I have a fake one.
So I have a fake one, but I prefer a real one, but I can't get a real one. So there's that. That's another thing. When I was a little child, I wanted a real tree. Nobody ever gave me a real fucking tree because they're like, the house is going to set on fire. And I believe them. And that is not true.
Right.
At all.
But
again,
but you guys, she's over it and she's processed it. Yeah. Okay.
Lied to, betrayed.
Okay. God. Jesus Christ.
Star tree topper or angel tree topper?
I have a star. And I only had a star after I moved out from my parents' house. Not for any reason. I just, growing up, my mom always put the angel. Is it the angel?
Yeah.
On the tree. What, is that what you said? Right? Angel, right?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, I got confused. And I just, I'm not, God, mom, if you're listening to this, like, I just never thought she was pretty.
Really?
I don't know.
Does she still have her?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just never thought like it was a thing. Like I never found it to be like, oh my God, the tree's so pretty, and like, oh, the best thing about it is her. Like, no, my mom's trees were like the best. But like she just never did it for me. So like, and when I moved out, like I started putting a star, and I just obsessed. It just like that's a topper to me.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have an angel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have an angel, and it's my dad's angel.
Aww.
I remember, like, yeah, I feel bad. Like, I literally claimed it in the family from my sister, my mom. I'm like, it's mine because I bought it with him.
Oh, no. Then, of course.
Yeah, but I love a star. Like, I don't.
Is your angel pretty?
Yeah, I'll take a picture of her. She's beautiful.
Yeah, post it. My mom's was. And, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, I remember, like, she had, like, a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yes, it was like a cream color, and it was not flattering. And our angel was blonde.
My angel's blonde, but she has a red dress on.
No, it was like a cream color. Are all angels blondes?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And like, I never understood it because like me, my mom, and my sister are clearly brunettes. So I'm just like very confused. I don't know. It just didn't seem like
authentic.
Right. I never liked her.
I love it. Yeah, I'll take a picture of my angel. Okay, sledding or ice skating?
Oh, I used to love sledding when I was younger. And now
I feel like you're like such a sledding girl.
A slutty girl?
Sledding.
Oh, yeah, no, I used to enjoy sledding. Like that was the best, like when you didn't have school because of the snowstorm, and I would go outside and sled down my parents' like hill in our driveway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna say sledding. Ice skating is like, you know, coordination, and I don't have time for that. I'd rather just sled. What about you?
Ice skating for sure.
Do you guys sled in the city? Is that a thing?
I've never. You have to like go to like a park to do it, and that never happened.
Oh,
there's a lot coming up.
Wait, you've never sled?
No.
Oh my god.
And I find it very dangerous.
Wow. And it's wow, Christmas is so triggering for you.
Yeah, the holidays are triggering.
Wow.
But I love ice skating.
I can't picture you ice skating.
I'm actually like a really good rollerblader and ice skater.
Yeah, they're very similar. I can't believe you've never sled before.
No, never.
Would you do it?
I don't know, because if it's anything like skiing and I fall off, I don't want anything. Like, do you fall off the sled?
Bitch, you're in snow. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but do you slide off the sled?
Well, first of all, Laura, why would you slide off the sled if you're, like, it's not like you're going down, like, a steep hill. Like, I don't understand what kind of
question. I just, like, imagine, like, me on a sled, and then there's, like, a bump in the road, and me and the sled get disconnected, and I plop somewhere.
You need to talk to Octavia about this.
You guys, my positivity went out the window.
I really hope you like experience sledding at least one time in your life.
Maybe.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, last one. Eggnog or hot cocoa?
Oh, without a doubt, eggnog.
Really?
I'm an eggnog whore.
With a little rum chata. Yeah, eggnog and rum chata.
That is my bomb. Staple. I have not had any this week. I'm going through withdrawals. and I just cannot wait until I'm off these antibiotics where I can indulge. It is, I love rum chata is the best invention that has been made. And again, like, I wish I knew this shit back in the day, but yeah, no, eggnog.
When you were 10.
Well, I don't even know if that was. I've always loved eggnog.
Me too.
Always. Like, fall was always apple cider. And then, like, around the winter, I've always been an eggnog person.
Yes. So I'm going to say eggnog because you can also have hot cocoa, like, throughout the rest of the winter.
Right, exactly.
But I feel like eggnog's such, like, a Christmas holiday thing. Yep. And that's it. That's what I got for this or that.
That was really cute.
Did you love it?
Yes, I did. Thank you for, like, coming up with that.
Yes. I definitely need to book a therapy session.
Yes. I would. It's safe to say that some things came up for you that you should discuss in depth.
Yes, for sure. Essie, what are you grateful for this week?
Oh, my goodness. Chamomile tea.
Oh, okay.
With a pinch of sugar. And a dick load of organic raw honey.
Oh, so good.
It was the only thing that assisted my sore throat. And it, like, soothed me, like, to be cozy when I was just all achy and uncomfortable.
I love chamomile. Oh, it's so fucking good.
It's the best. What about you?
I'm going to say my sister, because in thinking of all this stuff coming up around the holidays, I will say she was the one person in my life that has always made or, like, tried to make, like, everything special. Like, Christmas, Halloween, my birthday. Like, no matter what was happening in our lives, like, she just made everything special, either through, like, beauty or, like, singing, whatever she, like, tried to do. So I'm very grateful to have had an older sister who literally has holiday cheer 365 days a year.
That's sweet.
Yes. Essie, tell our chatters where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. please head over to our Instagram page at Lunchbox Chats, as well as our Facebook page, that the Lunchbox Chats, where, as always, you can rate, review, and subscribe.
And before we leave you guys, we just wanted to say December 18th, which is next Monday, it's going to be our last podcast episode of 2023. We are taking a mini holiday break, but we will be back in January with brand new episodes and fun new content and something very, very exciting.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Laura, for that tidbit.
Yes. And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.